This is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 26, and this is going to be the first 7 lines. All right, so you start with diebus cercitur quindecim, so within about 15 days. Quibus in Hiberna ventus est, during which it was come into winter quarters. So it was come, meaning during which the troops went into winter quarters. Initiu repentini tumultus ac defectionis, the beginning of a sudden insurrection and desertion. Ortum est was originated. Ab ambiorige et catavocus, by ambiorix and catavocus. Remember those two guys? Qui cum ad fines regni sui, Sabinio cotaeque presto fuissent. Okay, so who cum, although ad fines regni sui, at the border of their kingdom, presto fuissent, they had been present, they had been of service for Sabinius and Cotta, and although they had comportavissent, they had conveyed frumentum, grain, in Hiberna, into the winter quarters, impulsi, let's see, nuntiis, so influenced by the messages of indutio maris, the traveran, let's see, concitaverunt suos, they roused up their own people, and subito, and suddenly, oppressus lignatoribus, the wood gatherers having been attacked, venerunt came, ad castra, to our camp, magna manu, with a large band, opugnantum, in order to attack it or to besiege it. Okay, so within about 15 days, during which it was common to winter quarters, the beginning of a sudden insurrection and desertion was originated by Ambiorix and Catavulcus, who, although at the borders of their kingdom, they had been of service. They had been present, they had met for Sabinius and Cotta, and they had conveyed grain into the winter quarters, influenced by the messages of this guy, this Indutiomarus, one of the Treveri, so a Treveran, roused up their own people, and suddenly the wood gatherers, having been attacked, came to our camp with a large band in order to besiege it or in order to attack it. All right, so something that's kind of going on here is, why do we suddenly drop the story of Tasgetius? Was the point perhaps to show that Caesar acted decisively when he suspected insurrection? Will his subordinates act with similar decisiveness when they confront insurrection? How does he make these two guys, this Ambiorix and Catavulcus, appear treacherous? And kind of connecting this back to the Aeneid, there are some times, you know, you have to think, did Aeneas and his men ever get caught unawares by men they thought were friendly? What roles does treachery play in the Aeneid more generally? So we'll try to connect this back to the Aeneid as well. So that is chapter 26 up to line 7.